It's national meets regional. Welcome to Sidewalks Entertainment, the long-running celebrity, music, and art series. Join us now for an exciting new path to celebrity interviews, music, rising talents, much, much more.
Ms. Shopley.
May I? Bit like you. Promises a lot, then disappoints.
Okay.
I deserve better!
Oh my God. I'm so sorry.
You can't do this to me. To us.
Are you a child?
No, you're the child. You need someone to love. You need a mother to hold you. You love someone and you're afraid to love. We both know it's true.
Don't you dare talk to me about my mother!
Darling, don't you understand? She had to die. She had to die for us to meet!
Are you out of your mind?
You just can't accept it! Look at her! She's full of loss, of grieving! She's gone, Francis! Just accept it! It's called moving up! You can bring that big face of his! Leave me alone! She's gone! Leave me alone! Leave me alone!
Our guest today stars in the horror drama, Greta. I'd like to welcome returning guest, Chloe Grace Moretz. Hi, Chloe. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
Now, you've been acting since the young age of six. Now, what was that like as to be an actress when you became a little bit older, when you reached your teen years and started high school?
It was interesting, you know, to be able to grow up making films my whole life and kind of grow through acting. It was a wonderful experience to almost use it as an emotional outlet and almost a form of therapy in a lot of ways growing up.
Oh, wow. I can't even imagine using acting as an emotional outlet.
Yeah,
I mean, it's already hard being a teenager, so.
It is, for sure. You know, I think being a teenager, there's a lot that you don't really know how to express emotionally. Mm-hmm. And it helped give me the emotional kind of compass, I like to say, and an emotional vocabulary to be able to, you know, explain and talk through my feelings and what's going on and help, you know, try and alleviate that teenage angst.
Yeah. Now, since then, you've done some wonderful work. Your breakthrough role was as Hit Girl in the movie Kick-Ass. And from what I understand, you worked with, or you trained with Jackie Chan's stunt crew that enabled you to do your own stunts. Out of curiosity, do you remember any of the fight moves that you've done that you did in that film?
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, fighting and physical training like that is something that doesn't really quite go away, and I've kept it up a little bit over the years, and I definitely enjoy being able to have that, you know, defense on my side.
Well, you know, your character in Greta could have definitely used that.
I know. Francis really could have used some of those skills.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so you've gone from hero to prey in the film Greta. Your character Francis is stalked by Greta, who is played by Isabelle Huppert. And with all honesty, I had to watch the film with all the lights on. It totally made me paranoid. Now, after watching the film, the finished product in its entirety, did it translate on screen the way that you imagined it would, or were you kind of surprised at how it all came together?
You know, I think that I'm always a fan of Neil Jordan, our director, his projects. I'm always, you know, a massive fan of him. And there's something that he is able to depict through this almost twisted Grimm's fairy tale version of storytelling. And I remember when we filmed it, it was, you know, obviously very grounded in reality, and it was very much so about the relationship between Isabelle Huppert and I, and we really focused on that. But then seeing the movie cut together with, you know, especially with a thriller, the suspense and the music and the editing and the, you know, the shots, mm-hmm. so much of that comes through from the director's vision and then him imparting that in post-production. So when I saw it, I was definitely taken aback and incredibly happy with it.
I gotta be honest with you, when I watched the film, I was expecting it to be good, but wow, it was really good.
Thank you.
Yeah. Now, before we run out of time, I do want to ask you one last question. This film, Greta, does have in my eyes, it does have the potential to go on to a sequel. And speaking of sequels, there are two films that you've done that were based on book series that also have the potential for a sequel. One of them, If I Stayed, and the other one was Fifth Wave. Great films. If either of those films went on to doing a sequel, how would you feel about returning for a part two?
It'd be interesting. You know, I've never really had the opportunity to do a sequel to a movie, so I think it would be an interesting thing to jump into a character I hadn't done in years now. So, yeah, mm-hmm. I'd be interested in taking it on.
Well, Chloe, wonderful, wonderful work. I actually look forward to watching the film Greta again.
Thank you very much.
Even though it gave me the heebie-jeebies. But again, wonderful work. And thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me today.
Thank you.
For more full-length celebrity interviews, visit SidewalksTV.com.